Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here we are, the Whoop-De-Doo Gang, also known as the DJVers, the DJV Show, on the air for another hour. It's Tuesday, April the 5th. Hi, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here, and Jay Kirshner, along with Doug Steffen, digging around in things that are on top of people's minds, the stuff, kind of the facts of a conversation, hopefully, and then our comments and opinions and thoughts, and you can share yours as well. Certainly our social media is a plum. Is that a good word, Jay? I think a plum with thoughts from people, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show. It's a good place. And so maybe we ought to do a TikTok when we're all together. We should do a TikTok sort of movie, a video, right? And we could put that up there. I'm sure it would be very popular.
Yeah, I think we should do a weekly TikTok of you dancing in your bathrobe, Doug.
Okay, fine. We can start.
Great.
Right now. Yeah. Well, before we do that, let's talk about Ukraine and what people are doing to help. There are a lot of states that have fundraising initiatives. There are a lot of individuals who are giving. And I think it wouldn't hurt for us, Jay, to go over one more time, or anybody who's got some comments and thoughts on the various things that have been benefit concerts the last couple of weeks with money going to Ukraine. Supposedly, I think the idea is to support and know where the money is going and know that it's not going to some place. Like UNICEF is good, is a pretty good place for money to go. There are a lot of people that support that. And then there are some other, the thing is there are scams around Ukraine, and you can't sometimes tell by looking at the name whether it's legit or not. And that's where Scamicide.com, the website that our friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman has put together. And then there are other, I think there are other worthwhile organizations you can look at. Don't just because you feel good about giving, just give. Give to something, some event, some group, some organization that you know is going to use your money well. And that doesn't take that much to figure out. Yeah, there are a lot of the UNICEF humanitarian aid efforts are good. I think that there are plenty of things going on, and the more this goes on, the more of these things go on. Especially this week, the brutality, the way that Putin has brutalized Ukrainian people has really galvanized folks, not only here but around the world. And then you hear the Kremlin come out with something yesterday that basically claims that it was our fault that the world knew about the dead civilians, that we ordered the images to be distributed. I mean, what nonsense. Who in their right mind is going to believe that? Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
right.
At first they said that it was Ukraine just setting up a false flag, and obviously they know what was captured on video was it doesn't make them look good. And, I mean, you've got women who had the swastika sign carved into their stomachs as they were raped and killed. Mm-hmm. You have mass graves. You have kids who were killed. You have the mayor of the town, along with her husband and her kid, executed. I mean, if you watch Zelensky's reaction walking through Bucha the other day, he's like, I don't even know if... He was crying. I mean, he was just emotional. And
My God.
Now he said it's going to be really hard to negotiate after seeing all these images.
Negotiate? What is there to negotiate? The guy's a murdering bastard, and he needs to be put down like a dead, like a mad dog. And so at least there are people on board now moving to focus because of Bucha, the war crimes that most people have thought are long since appropriate against Putin. Now Putin is under attack. Biden says sanctions need to increase on Russia. So what sanctions? Why is there any question about shutting them off? You know, regardless of whatever ties or things that are supposed to be going on or whatever, it's time for the world to gain some balsam, stand up with and some starch, and shut this guy down. And what? So the, all the other, the weak, horribly stupid, inept responses by a lot of countries and a lot of individuals, when you look at the pictures, you know, some folks are the part of the thing from the Kremlin, well, they photoshopped the pictures. Those aren't really dead Russians. They're from something, some other place. So that kind of simplistic stuff. If you look at the satellite images, there are trenches all over the place where the graves, the Russian troops killed all of these people and they put them in the grave. I told you the story, I've told you three or four times the story of what I saw when I was in Kiev 15 years or so ago along the banks of that river where there is now a big plaque. There were, I don't know, 4,500, 5,000, maybe as many as 6,000 Jews that were lined up by the Nazis. And by the way, Stalin did the same thing. History, Russia has a history, they're not the only ones, but of having brutalitarian leaders like Stalin do the same thing. Putin is a carbon copy of Stalin. That's the way this is shaping up. And so here we go with the European Union. Well, do we want to have them in or do we don't want to have them in? And so there may be a few differences.
See, that's the problem, is that every world leader is worried about poking the bear. It's like, you know, this is a shift. It doesn't matter if we're poking the bear. We need to make them afraid of us, not us afraid of him.
Yeah.
We got to take our control back with that. And I don't, at this point, as much as I know nobody wants military operations, it clearly the sanctions are not enough. It's not working. They're getting propped up by China, by India. Germany's not serious about getting off of their oil dependence on Russia. We're not serious about really sanctioning Russia. We're allowing them into the Iran deal. So what are we going to do? Who's going to be that person that's going to stand up and say, no more of this? I mean, it seems like it's only Ukraine at this point.
Well, you look at the things from yesterday where the Germans and the French expelled the Russian diplomats because of Vukovar. Why'd they wait so long?
What took you so long?
Exactly. And so here we back into this corner, and we have the same. I have the same observation anyway, and I think you do too. That this is something that should have been. There's no reason it should have gone this far. None. People interested in their own. Excuse me. In their own self-interest rather than the universal good.
Well, if he didn't have nuclear weapons, I don't think we'd even still be talking about this war. I think NATO would have gone in, and I think that it would have been, you know, the way that we all wish the outcome would have been. But the nuclear war X factor seems to be, you know, like Jen said, you know, every world leader is in, they're on the same page. It's not like anyone's dissenting and saying, yeah, we should go in. No one wants to. And I think it's everyone just keeps citing the threat of nuclear war, which no one wants, obviously. So that's the only X factor is, you know, if he gets backed into a corner, what's he going to do? And at that point, he just has nothing to lose, maybe.
Well,
that's
there's
the scary
nothing
part.
Else. Well, but that's the what if. Until you send,
but
I would think
what if.
Whether somebody has made plans to go over and actually blow up the silos and infiltrate into Russia and blow up the silos, or better yet, to get a hold of. They're so busy hacking our stuff, are they protecting their own stuff? We have people, it seems to me, somewhere in the West.
Stay tuned for the tech report.
Okay.
There's a good story about that today.
Yeah, right. So that's the idea here of, you know, dig into it. Well, give them a little tease. What are we talking about with regard to this data leak you're talking about from Russia?
Yeah, and it's really interesting. It's the Russian Black Ops Secret Service, and they've basically been outed because of their food delivery orders. So it's really interesting how that happened.
You mean somebody figured out whether they're using DoorDash or something?
Exactly. It's the Russian equivalent.
Grubhub?
It's the Russian equivalent. And there was a massive data breach, and it revealed not only the locations of these Black Ops, you know, officials, but also Putin's own ex-mistress and his secret daughter. So there's a lot of drama there. A lot of juice.
Really? We like juice. But meanwhile, the German defense minister says that they ought to discuss banning Russian gas imports. Huh? Where could they get, if they don't have Russian gas, where can they get it? Can they get it from Venezuela, nobody wants to do business with them, supposedly, because they're bad guys. Okay.
I got an
idea.
They're
worse?
They're getting some from us. Yeah, they're getting some. That's part of that new plan they've come up with.
We just need to have more. We need to have more to sell them.
Yeah, and that would be wonderful if, you know, all the oil company, if the executives would actually agree to do that. And there was a poll, I don't know if you guys talked about this, there was a poll out of Texas, and they polled the top, the largest natural gas and oil companies in the states. 57% of the CEOs said the reason they're not pumping more is because of their shareholders' interests. I mean, they just blatantly
said. So they get paid for to do that.
Right.
Not that it justifies it, but that's what they get paid to do. That's their job. I was driving around Los Angeles on Saturday, and I was up on that hill near the airport. Jennifer, you know, as you go down La Cienega and you're headed right into the airport, there's a big oil, there's a, on top of the hill on both sides of the road, there are lots of oil wells. And there were trucks around the oil wells, and what's obviously going down is that they're opening up more of their, or reopening, wells that have been shut down for a while. And you can see that, you know, just because there's an oil well, that doesn't mean we're pumping oil out of it. If they don't yield a certain amount, then most of the people that own them don't, they wait for when the price goes up, like right now, and then they start pumping oil because the price of oil is about $100 a gallon. I mean, $100 a barrel now.
Is that everybody's lying a little bit. They're lying a little bit. The administration's lying a little bit about their leases and how they're making it, they're not making it easier for oil companies. They're not incentivizing it. And the oil companies are saying, you know, we don't think that there's a future here because we've heard what the administration has done. We've seen that executive order that went into place that makes it extremely hard to find financing for a lot of these places. So, yes, the big oil business
is a problem. The existing ones could easily do it, and they're just not.
Unfortunately, if you had an administration that would put together kind of like an Operation Warp Speed to make things easier for people to drill, I think you'd see a lot more success. But nobody seems willing to go in that direction. It's too bad because we're the ones that suffer when we're paying $6.50 for gasoline.
Well, that's what they tell you is going to happen, and it'll be that way for a while under the circumstances. Although it looks like the White House says that according to the CIA or whoever it is that's doing all the looking into the troop movements, etc., the setbacks for the Russians have caused them, so we say, to reevaluate what they're doing and where they're going and how they're going to wage war. Let's see how that shapes up. 18 after the hour. Check your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premier Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and MicroGuard Select filters for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Tuesday DJV program. And time for Jay to go through our, we were talking about social media and how you can comment. That stuff comes along. We get closer to Friday. Some of your thoughts and comments on the issues of the day. But right now, our focus is Coachella, which is a couple of weeks away. Who's dropping out? You'll find out after this.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All right, so Jay, who has dropped out of Coachella?
Kanye, quote unquote, Kanye West.
And I was going to go just to see him.
Specifically to see him, yeah. He's no longer going to be the Sunday headliner. Coachella happens over 2 weekends. And Kanye has not, according to sources, he's not even been, not practicing, but rehearsing. And he's pulled out. Sources close to him say that he's going to start keeping out of the public eye for a little bit after all the drama with Kim and Pete. Sources are saying he wants to get some help. So we shall see what goes on.
I don't know that I buy the help thing. I saw that headline like, he's famously refused help at every turn, even when he was happily married to Kim.
Right.
Really, so I don't know. I think that felt like that was a rep trying to do some damage control, you know?
And whenever there's the whole sources say, it's like, you have to take it with a grain of salt. But he's not going to be the Sunday night headliner, and rumors are swirling that it might be The Weeknd who replaces him. That's not been confirmed.
No, he's on tour, so yeah, that could work.
I'm going to an event on Saturday night with the Chainsmokers being the entertainment. And I go back to, I've forgotten about them, the horrible name, but
they're back,
a lot of pop.
Yeah, they were gone for a while.
Yeah. So what do you suppose
they... What event are you going to?
It's an event of a friend of mine has a business, and all of his employees are being rewarded for their hard work during COVID. And so he's having a big party for them. He has about 2,000 employees.
And he hired the Chainsmokers?
Hired the Chainsmokers, yeah.
That's not cheap. That's
what I wondered,
expensive.
How much something like that would cost.
Yeah. That's expensive.
Huh? Yeah.
That's expensive, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I suppose. If you're really serious, and he's really serious, he's great to work for, and great with his employees, and they appreciate stuff like that. So you put down some coin. How do you like that for an expression? Pretty cool, huh?
Put down some
coins.
Where did you do with our regular Doug?
Yeah, here it is. I'm just plain old regular Doug. Well, that's a sort of, then I hear that in my head. I'm thinking about the coin shortage that we have, and why did I say that? Sounds kind of silly, but it does, using that reference. How about we just pay well and leave it at that? 28 past the hour. This is the DJV Monday, Tuesday. Well, let's make it the Tuesday program, shall we?
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Last month, the Ford engineers took the F-150 Lightning to what some call the world's toughest towing test. TFL Trucks' Ike Gauntlet towing test, towing a 10,000-pound trailer. Ike Gauntlet is an 8-mile stretch of I-70 in Colorado that ascends a 7% incline to a maximum elevation of 11,158 feet above sea level. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will address the United Nations General Assembly later this morning. Yesterday, he toured the area where he claims Russians committed war crimes against his people.
The time will come when every Russian will learn the whole truth about who their fellow citizens killed, who gave the orders, who turned a blind eye. We will establish all of this and make it known globally.
President Biden wants war crime charges against President Putin. So how does that work? Spokesperson Jen Psaki at the White House Lectern.
There is precedent in the past of how this process can work. We're not going to prejudge what the process would work or what steps would be taken through an international legal process.
As crime in American cities continues, less than 2 blocks from California's capital in Sacramento, 6 people were gunned down over the weekend. 26-year-old Dondre Martin was arrested Monday and charged with assault and firearms possession. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The Biden administration ending the enforcement of Title 42 will allow the administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Representative Young Kim from California, the Republican, she told Newsmax that the Biden administration has no plan, but she does.
Actually, this is going to, we just introduced it last week, and in talking to my colleagues, there is a good consensus there. It looks like we're gaining some traction here, and I hope that this bill will bring up for a markup and get it passed through the committee hearings and bring it to the floor and vote immediately. As we know, the Biden administration has chosen to downplay the problem at our southern border and misleading the public about gravity of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs pouring in through our southern border. You know, I've been down to the border three times already since I've been in office in a short period of time, and I saw the situation getting worse, not getting better.
The canceling of Will Smith has begun. The Sun newspaper is reporting streaming platforms like Netflix and Apple Plus TV were interested in acquiring the rights to a Will Smith biopic based on his best-selling autobiography. But the slap that was heard around the world at the Oscars ceremony last month, both companies reportedly quietly removed their bids to work on the project. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do, 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 do. Love, shall I sing my way into everybody's hearts, ladies? What do you think? Yes or no?
Do, always. Do, 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 do.
Yeah. See, there's Jay. She knows how to support the boss. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen, working on the Tuesday events of the day. The jury selection begins in the death penalty trial of Nicholas Cruz. You'll remember him. Maybe you won't. He shot up the students at Parkland School in Florida. 17 students. Back in 2018, how is this swift justice? It's 4 years ago. Why is it now just that he's going to trial? Is that's what I, when I look at stuff like this.
There's a lot of back and forth because of mental health issues, because of the amount of people that were brought in, that were
takes
part
4 years to figure this out?
I thought it was the appeals.
Yeah, and then there, it is a long time, but there, Jen's right, there was so much going on behind the scenes. Did he plead guilty? He already did, right?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
That was part of, I think, the deal.
So,
that they've gone back and forth. Well, you have to enter your plea.
Hey.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
That takes 4 years? I don't know.
The mental health stuff. His lawyers obviously were trying to have him, you know, put away into a hospital instead of jail or death, you know, the death penalty. So it's been a lot of back and forth. But I think that
for
the families.
And I also think because it's a death penalty case, they're just kind of giving it a broad look as to why.
Yeah.
Because even though he pleaded guilty in October, I think because it's a death penalty, they have to decide about the punishment and that kind of thing. So if it's a capital offense or not.
So the situation with the slap heard around the world, even though the main object of the concern is Chris Rock, he has not really said anything officially. He was in Boston for the last five days from the middle of the week until the weekend. I think there were six shows. There were still people over the weekend, I was reading, that were offering, they didn't get $8,000 toward the end, but they were looking for $8,000 for some of the tickets that they were scalping. I think they did get $4,000 or $5,000 in the first few nights because people, well, after he said, I'm not going to talk about this because I'm not ready to, then the value went down appreciably. But Amy Schumer has talked about the whole thing. She's got her this past weekend. She did some stand-up here and there, and she said that Will Smith's slap was a blanking bummer, which I suppose, yeah, it kind of was in a way. She is in Vegas, apparently, and that's where she made the comments. And how much more is devoted to this? How many times can you beat this drum? It's really pretty amazing. When I look at the various sources that I have every day for news, information, and attitude, if you will, I'm surprised at how much still people explaining the G.I. Jane joke. And then,
I think it's because everybody's a little, I mean, look, it's Hollywood, so everybody's a gigantic egomaniac. And so now you've got every person ever wanting to comment and give their take on something that we all saw, right? It was not only a collective and shared experience that a lot of, you know, it's a reference point that most everybody has seen now, but you've got now every actor who wants to, like, jump in. I mean, look, Amy Schumer saying it's a bummer, yeah, it was a bummer, but before that she was, like, saying, you know, what was the comment? It was like, I'm melting, I can't even stand, because of this. Wanda Sykes went on to Ellen's show and said this was supposed to be like a night about us, basically meaning the host, and it took away from us. I mean,
she said no one apologized to them, and she's right.
Apologies. There was an apology.
The host? I mean, he apologized to the room.
Well, Chris Rock apologized to them and said, I'm so sorry. The whole focus is no longer going to be on you guys.
And who's apologizing to Questlove and the winners of that category that was interrupted?
Chris Rock's the only one taking any responsibility, and he didn't even do it. So,
Meanwhile, Denzel on Will Smith saying, quote, the devil got a hold of him. Denzel apparently is quite religious or is focused on that sort of philosophy.
He said that he recited the passage that basically on your highest days, that's when the devil tries to come for you, essentially.
Yeah. All right, so there's nothing new, but there is, you know, one of those things. Speaking of what's new, President Biden wants to go after those bad guys who have crypto. Let's go get them. Uncle Sam should get $11 billion in new income. We're going to modernize the accounting rules around the asset class known as crypto. When I think of crypto, I think of cryptography, which has obviously nothing to do with crypto, right? What is crypto? Cryptography, in my mind, I don't know why I thought of it. We used to do word association when I was a kid. And crypto had to do with what was in a mausoleum.
You know, I got news for you. We do word association a lot in this program.
No,
we don't.
Trying to figure out what you're saying.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Anyway, so go back. Let's go back to the administration.
Like, speaking of crypto.
Yeah. Right.
What is cryptography?
Remember the Crypt Kickers 5 from the Monster Mash? The Crypt Kickers. The Crypt, a crypt is a casket. And so, how they came up with the name crypto, that's what I'd like to know. Who came up with the term crypto? when it refers to the coinage and stuff, when in fact a crypt is a coffin.
Well, so, cryptic is, you know, I think it's probably more related to cryptic. If something is cryptic and mysterious, that's basically how
that's good. Okay,
I would
that's
think
a good
that
call.
It's probably more. I don't know for sure, but I would guess that it would might be related to that.
Mm-hmm. Anybody here got any crypto investments? Come on, fess up.
I have no.
Yeah, not. I have some Litecoin. Didn't do it. It hasn't done much.
What is Litecoin? What does that mean?
They're all the different coins. You know, there's Bitcoin, Litecoin.
You actually have the coins? Do you actually have them in your possession?
No.
It's just an investment.
See, this isn't my policies. I don't use my real money to invest in fake money that's handled by a fake bank. You know? And I'm losing out, I know. I don't understand it. I can't. I don't know.
I was reading something last night about what happens to crypto during times of war and what happens when the dollar goes up, the value goes down of crypto, and vice versa. When the value of the dollar goes down, the value of crypto goes up. And there are a lot of people who are watching this that see during the summer or later in the year, the dollar is going to have a problem because of the inflation, so its value will go down, and the value of crypto goes up. And apparently the administration sees that and wants to grab it for a new tax.
Well, but there are so many people. I mean, there are people I know personally who have made I'm not even going to say how much, but insane amounts of money.
Oh, you just said 8. So we can guess it was 8 million. It could be 800,000. Could be 8.
I didn't say 8. Okay. I said it.
I thought I heard 8.
No, but what I'm saying, though, is they've made a lot of money, and it's completely untaxed.
Tax rate.
It's unregulated. Something has to be done, and it's not just to, like, quote-unquote, get the bad guys, but there are traders on Wall Street who are welcoming this shift from the administration because it benefits them, too. They can legally make more money and trade on crypto. So instead of just having
you can't trade on crypto
digital,
on Wall Street now?
No, unless it's just, no, you can't, because it's all done on platforms. So, like, I mean, this is, there are a lot of things that, and people who own a lot of crypto, like crypto investors, they're limited to using capital gains taxes right now, and that's it, and it only allows them to claim $3,000 in losses. Well, you can have a $3,000 loss in a nanosecond with crypto. So they're welcoming this as well. We haven't paid attention to the Fed and Treasury departments have just not paid attention enough to this, and now it's almost ubiquitous. So they have to act.
Well, I know we need to raise more money because the administration just announced that the president wants to spend about $6 billion to set up speed cameras that automatically give you a ticket on roads all around the country. That'll make them very popular, I'm sure. One of the paragraphs. In the new tax and spend, the $1 trillion 1,000-page infrastructure bill contains a surveillance program like we've never seen before, supposedly to help eliminate traffic fatalities. If you're going to buy that, I'll sell you some of the muddy river.
I know no one, if you're driving and you drive fast, I know no one wants a traffic cam, but there have been, and this is not, you know, this isn't every state, they've done all kinds of surveys on the most dangerous intersections, and most of them don't have cameras. So I'm in favor of having people slowing down and having cameras at different, you know.
Yeah, but the speed cameras don't keep you from speeding, they just give you tickets. There are
tickets, you get enough points on your license, you lose your license.
Right. So, and if you know the cameras are there, it will deter people from doing that. Plus, if there are cameras there, you've got less of a chance for hit and run, too, or you're going to get busted.
I don't know. This just seems to me there's too much.
Yeah, I know. You drive fast. You don't want speed cameras.
No, that's not it at all. I do drive fast, but I'm smart enough to know where the areas are that you get grabbed. So I don't do it in areas where it's unsafe. Or if I'm out on the road and there's nobody around, it's easy for me to go 90, 95. I don't mind doing that if I'm being responsible, paying attention to my driving.
Open road, but what if your tire blows out? You can't control that. That's so dangerous, Doug.
If I have
stay safe. We love you too much.
If I have a blowout in the tires that I have, I might. Excuse me.
See you next time.
Okay, let's see. Victoria's contract.
Null and void. Jokes about the death of the host.
All right.
I violated the death clause.
That's it, right. And speaking of wealth, Apparently, the United States Customs agents seized a big yacht in Spain yesterday. Why? Our guys are over there instead of, why don't they have their own customs people? Why are our people?
They do, but this is U.S. property. This was, first of all, Spain probably could have claimed this for their own, but the FBI was working with them to bring this yacht back because it's been cruising around and, you know, they suspected that it belongs to this oligarch, but now they have proof. And so they were able to take documents and computers and everything off the yacht as well as impound it, the yacht itself for worth 90 mil. The guy's already been sanctioned for years over here. So this is sort of like, you know, Merrick Garland was like, yep, he owes the United States this, so we have no problem taking his yacht.
All right, speaking of problems, apparently, and this is going to not set well with some people, my thoughts on Ketanji Brown Jackson and the nomination, because it, excuse me, seems to be stuck. Or at least it's a 50-50 thing right now.
That's just in committee, so... There's a few.
Yeah, it's not stuck. Yeah.
So
who does she have? Susan Collins, right? Didn't she come forward?
Susan Mitt Collins.
Romney. So she got enough to be confirmed?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So is that what
I'd love to ask. I'd love to ask liberals today what they think of Mitt Romney.
I like
they
Mitt
used
Romney.
To not, yeah. Well, they used to not like him very much, and now maybe today he might be a hero. I don't know.
48 past the hour on the Hero DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
New message.
Hey, man, it's Devin, you know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 53 past the hour on the DJV program, Tech Talk Time, with Victoria Keelan back here to focus on this data leak from the Russians. So what does this show us we're capable of doing, and can we use this knowledge to shut these no-good so-and-sos down?
Well, those are two big questions. So here's what happened. There was a massive data leak from the Russian food delivery service called Yandex Food, and it revealed the delivery addresses, the phone numbers, the names, and the delivery instructions belonging to those associated with Russia's secret police. Hey, even the secret police have to eat. And so, unfortunately for them, this is a subsidiary of a larger Russian internet company called Yandex. And that was this leak, essentially. What happened was researchers went through this whole trove of information that was leaked and dumped up onto the dark web. They sifted through it for leads on any people of interest, like individuals linked to the poisoning. Remember Alexei Navalny's poisoning? Well, yeah. They actually pinpointed who poisoned him through this data leak through the food service. There was so much that came from this. There's a tech site called Bellingcat. They uncovered the actual name of the person who was in contact with Russia's Federal Security Service to plan Alexei Navalny's poisoning, which almost killed him. They also examined the leaked information for phone numbers belonging to individuals tied to Russia's main intelligence agency, which is basically their foreign military intelligence agency. They had several results contained delivery instructions on which locations are actual top secret military bases, because you have to let the driver know. So when they would text with the delivery driver, hey, you know, bring our burgers to this entrance, this is the code to get in. I mean, it was really amazing that they had no regard for real cybersecurity throughout all of this, just from the food delivery. And one of the family Yeah, well, one of the really interesting things is that the Russian politician, who is his name is Lyubov Sobol, he is also a big Alexei Navalny supporter, anti-Putin. He said the leaked information even led to additional info about Putin's former mistress and their alleged secret daughter. And he said thanks to this leaked Yandex database, another apartment of Putin's ex-mistress was found, because that's where she was ordering food. And her daughter, which is this Luiza Rozova, who is a quote-unquote Putin's secret daughter, this is her apartment. It's a $2 million apartment, and this is where she's been ordering her meals during the pandemic. So now they know mm-hmm. her location. So it's kind of interesting what will happen with this, but it just also makes a lot of people here in the States worry if you're ordering from DoorDash or Grubhub, you know, how much information
food
they would
thought,
have on us,
pun.
Too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Right. Yep. All right. In a moment, what Google is offering up to its employees. Stand by for that.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, just an FYI, it looks like Elon Musk has bought a 9% stake in Twitter. Do you know that?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what that does, if it changes how he uses it, or, I mean, 9% isn't going to change policy at Twitter, but we'll see.
All right, what's the change policy at Google?
Well, Google is preparing to bring their employees back to the office this week, and as an added bonus, they're offering free electric scooters, and they hope that that will ease the transition to get employees who don't want to go back to the office. They figure, well, let's just throw a $1,000 scooter at them, and maybe that will make it more enticing to go back to the office. It's a big gamble, but it's not going to cost them that much. They've partnered up with a scooter company, and so Google says that they will pay for the monthly subscription for these scooters. These are lightweight. They have a top speed of 20 miles per hour, and they can go about 15 miles on a charge. So Google is thinking that this might be the perk that really seals the deal, that people want to be back in the office.
Well, hey, they've got a huge new complex in right near where my daughter lives in Westwood on Pico. Huge. It's an old mall that they converted, and it's about to be filled with 4,000 of their employees. Ready, mate?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.